This is PolitiFact Florida. I'm Steve Newborn. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio has been criticized from some quarters for not holding a town hall on the Republican attempt to repeal and possibly replace Obamacare. So he recently held an audience-free Facebook Live post saying reports that Floridians will be kicked off of Medicaid under the pending Senate health care bill are missing the mark.
As long as Florida keeps the same amount of funding or gets an increase, which is what we're working on, per patient, being rewarded for having done the right thing, there is no reason for anybody to be losing any of their current benefits under Medicaid. None. And in fact, I asked the governor that point blank. I asked the legislative leaders that point blank. They have no plans, even if this bill passes, to kick anybody out of current services.
Now, I don't think anybody really knows what the future of Florida's Medicaid program will be, so let's get a little clarification with Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Josh.
Hi, Steve.
So Josh Rubio sounds pretty certain about the Medicaid benefits, but it's rarely that cut and dried in Tallahassee, right?
That's right. You know, this statement that he made about Medicaid and the changes in the Senate bill, we rated that mostly false. And there's a reason for that. Now, this is a talking point that people have heard a lot, that this bill is not going to cut Medicaid. And what it actually is doing is changing the structure of Medicaid over a decade or so, and it will put a cap on how much can be spent. You have about 4.5 million Floridians on Medicaid and CHIP right now. That's the program for children. Mm-hmm. And in the future, what's really going to happen is that this is going to be cut down while the population continues to expand. Under current law, it's going to grow a significant amount, but not under that Senate bill. And the only way the state is going to be able to handle that is to cut benefits or cut enrollment. And so some projections show that as many as 1 million people are going to lose benefits or not be allowed to be on Medicaid at all. Now, when Scott and legislators say that they're not the ones who are going to be cutting benefits, we'll have to wait and see. These are things that are going to be happening, you know, a decade in the future. So what the legislature actually has to do will be up to people in office at the time.
All right, moving on, a Miami judge ruled in early July that Florida's Stand Your Ground law is unconstitutional. Naturally, that didn't stand too well with lawmakers who crafted an updated version of the self-defense law. One of those, House Speaker Richard Corcoran of Land O'Lakes, said this of Judge Milton Hirsch. There's a reason this judge is constantly overturned. We look forward to this decision being reversed on appeal. Can we get a ruling on this one, Josh?
Our rating for this one is false. And in this case, Hirsch had ruled that state legislators overstepped their authority when they modified the Stand Your Ground law earlier this year to force prosecutors to disprove a defendant's self-defense claim at a pretrial hearing. To say that he is constantly overturned, well, he had these rulings that were upheld 160 times. Okay, he's handled thousands of cases since he was elected in 2010, but look at 160 rulings that were upheld, and we found that the appeals court overturned Hirsch 6 times. And then in 6 other cases, he was upheld in part or reversed in part, not the entire thing. To say that, you know, he has been overturned constantly, there's just no proof of that. And it's a very nebulous statement to make in the first place. So we called this one false.
All right, a false and a mostly false ruling today. Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida, I guess we can safely say that two wrongs don't make a right.
Well, we always try to look at the facts in each case on their own merit.